Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 8, verses 4 through 15. The Reverend Roy Askins is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today is from Luke chapter 8. And when a great crowd was gathering, and people from town after town came to him, Jesus said in a parable, "A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. And some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it. And some fell into good soil, and grew and yielded 100-fold. As he said these things, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And when his disciples asked him what this parable meant, he said, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God. But for others, they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. The ones along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so they may not believe and be saved. And the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy, but these have no root. They believe for a while, and a time of testing fall away. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. And as for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patience. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we have the well-known passage of the parable of the sower from Luke chapter 8 as the basis for our meditation. At this point in Jesus' ministry, he has gone through cities and villages, Luke reports, and brings good news of the kingdom of God, good news of repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the 12 were with him throughout this time. And as he had done these things, the text says, great crowds of people were gathering, and people from town after town were coming to him. Our Lord, as we look at this parable, doesn't make the best farmer. My grandfather was a farmer, and I can tell you for sure that my grandfather was not planting seeds on the road or in the weeds or among the rocks. But that's not what our Lord does. He spreads the seed everywhere. He does not spread it in economical fashion. He throws it everywhere. It ends up in all the places where it should not, on the road, on the rocks, among thorns. It's small wonder, it almost seems, that any of it hits the good soil. But that's how our Lord proclaims his word, wild and free without a care, so that any in the world might have opportunity to hear it. But I think the point of our passage today, and Jesus' warning perhaps to the disciples, is that not everyone who hears this word will receive it. And when a great crowd was gathering, the text says, Luke chapter 8, verse 4, people from town after town came to him, and he said in a parable. Once again, I think the point of this passage, or this little phrase here, and part of the parable, is to warn the disciples that not everyone who hears what they will proclaim and teach after Jesus has ascended will receive what they say. Entire towns were coming out to see Jesus and hear his preaching, but of those who heard what he proclaimed, not all believed. So also the disciples must realize that the growth ultimately belongs to the Lord. Providing this growth is the Lord's gift. We also should not expect numerical growth. A growing congregation, a growing church body, is not the sign of successful preaching and teaching of the Word of God. Rather, the sign of successful preaching and teaching is being faithful to our Lord's Word. And he will, according to his will and time, grant the growth. Well, on to the parable. Jesus says, a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. Once again, my grandfather was a farmer, and I'll never forget, as I'm sure many of you are familiar with, the dirt road that farmers often use to traverse their farms and their fields. Grandpa had one, a hard-packed road that he would take to get down to his sprinkler so that he could service it. It was hard, well-packed road. The seed could not sink into that soil, and so the birds would come and eat it. Jesus explains this parable also as he goes about and preaches it, and he explains a bit about what's going on here. First, he says the seed is the word of God. That's where Jesus begins, the seed. Faith comes by hearing, St. Paul declares, and hearing through the word of Christ. And apart from the proclamation of God's word, apart from the farmer throwing the seed, no one comes to faith. But as the seed is spread, as the church witnesses to Christ's work, the seed is scattered to the four corners of the world. Now, the first soil on which our Lord reports the seed falling is this path, this hard-packed dirt road. He says, the ones along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so they may not believe and be saved. On the word, or on the road, the word cannot find purchase. It cannot find a place to sink in so that into the soil so that it might take root and grow. Instead, it sits there on top of the soil, and the devil, that wicked foe, comes and snatches and steals what word was proclaimed there. In this soil, the heart has walked well-trodden paths of sin. Again and again, this person has walked the road of sin so that there's no crack in the soil for the word of God to fall into that it might grow. The only solution for this kind of soil is to till it up. Occasionally, my grandfather would do this too. He would have this path down his field, but he would have to rearrange this field. So what would he do to this hard-packed path? He would till it up. So also our Lord uses the travails and trials and struggles of this life to prepare our hearts to receive his word. It's hard, it's painful work, it's tearing up the soil, it's turning it under, but it's necessary to prepare the heart that it might be good soil to receive his word. So that's the first soil, the hard-packed earth. The second soil is that which fell among the rock. Jesus says, and some seed fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. This soil is shallow. The roots have taken up the place, or I'm sorry, not the roots, the rocks have taken up the place where the soil belongs, where the dirt should have been, and therefore the plant cannot grow deeply into the soil. It cannot take the moisture from the soil and use it to grow. You've no doubt seen this phenomenon before, a plant growing in barely any soil, but without any deep root, it does not survive. It quickly withers and dies. Jesus explains this soil as well. He says, and the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe for a while, and in a time of testing, fall away. The verb and joy and delight of receiving the faith is wonderful and exciting to watch. As a pastor in Texas, it brought great delight and joy to my heart to watch someone hear God's word and receive it with joy. But without a deep root, they will quickly fall away in a time of persecution, Jesus says. And so it is that we, as Lutherans, catechize and teach what the Bible says and teach our people what God's word proclaims. Because our Lord, in fact, promises persecution will come. He tells us, on the one hand, that our enemy the devil is like a prowling lion, a roaring lion, that he seeks to devour us. He warns us, Jesus warns us, that the world stands against us, that it has rejected us and will refuse us. This parable pictures these moments. This parable of Jesus about the hard-packed earth or the rocky soil pictures this persecution like a scorching sun that withers and destroys this little plant. Once again, we Lutherans have typically emphasized the importance of teaching the faith. We are not satisfied with simple theology. We're not satisfied with only drinking milk and not moving on to the meat. If we're content with simple pablum, with baby food faith, then we will not have the answers when difficult times come, and difficult times will come. That is our Lord's promise, that these things will happen. I wonder, actually, if perhaps we have failed a bit in this regard in the last few generations or so. Have we perhaps simplified our teaching and the root of our people's faith is not so deep? Is this perhaps part of the reason we've seen such a collapse in the church membership among, for instance, the college students of our church body. The church should not be afraid to delve deeply into the study of God's Word, because it's deeply here in the study of God's Word that we learn about our Lord's will for us and what He has done for us. The fact is, we do not learn more about our God and what He has done for us by emotional anecdotes that make us feel good about ourselves. If that's our sole spiritual diet, then our root will be shallow. And when persecution comes, when perhaps, say for example, the professor stands at the front of the classroom and attacks Christian teaching, the plant will quickly die. So it is that our Lord prepares us for this circumstance by deeply studying this Word of God and knowing what our Lord's Word says. The third soil is particularly difficult for us Western Christians today. Jesus says, "And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it." Jesus explains that this soil, the one infested with thorns, is the soil of the one who is too concerned with the cares of this life and the pleasures of this life. And as for what fell among the thorns, Jesus says, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. Cares and riches and pleasures of life kind of describes our lives today, does it not? How often have the cares and concerns of this life overwhelmed the cares and concerns of God's Word? How often have we chosen, for example, sports instead of receiving our Lord's gifts on Sunday morning? How often have our busy schedules prevented us from teaching the Lord's faith to our children in devotions or to our spouse in devotions at night? How often have we chosen to watch TV or YouTube instead of growing our knowledge of God's Word? I know I struggle with this. I think you get the point. We could go on and on here. It is only the seed that falls in the good soil that yields a miraculous growth, Jesus says. And some fell into good soil and grew and yielded 100-fold. This is a miraculous growth. This is not a normal harvest, Jesus explains. As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience. The good soil holds fast to the word of God. On our own, we cannot do this. In our natural condition, our hearts are not prepared as good soil. We either ignore what we have heard and have no root, or the cares or concerns of this life choke out faith. It's a miracle any of us have faith, truly. And it is a miracle that our Lord performs for us. For hearing and receiving the word of God, having a heart prepared for the seeds, is the work of the farmer, the work of the sower. And so it is that the great sower, our Lord Jesus Christ, prepares the soil. He plows up the hard-packed earth of our sins. He pulls up the rocks and tears out the weeds. And after this work, while painful and hard, the heart is ready to receive the word dropped by His hand. Not by our work, but by His and His alone. And thus, prepared for His word, we receive His word with glad and joyful hearts. And in His time and according to His will, He grants the growth. It may not be what we expect or according to our desires or designs, but it will accomplish that which He sends it to do. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Cindy Rucki, who serves the Lord in the Czech Republic. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.